Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we continue a week-long focus on being renewed. I'm going to be talking specifically about being renewed in mind. Perhaps a familiar verse, Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." What an incredible difference. It would be one thing, and perhaps difficult, even more so than it is, to simply be told to not conform to the patterns of this world. There's so much in this world that seeks to shape us and to mold us. And it almost becomes the easy route. But God says there is a way out of that. There's a way to live as He created us to live. And that's through a renewing of our mind. Being transformed by the power of God living within us. When he talks about renewing our mind, he's not talking about emptying ourselves and replacing it with good thoughts or replacing it with noble causes or replacing it with anything else other than His presence. We sometimes are not sure what to do with Scripture that says that we are a peculiar people, called to be God's chosen children, to be set apart, to be holy, to be different. And I suspect for many of us, it's has a lot to do with, well, being different caused problems in the early years of our life. Maybe not the most early, but in our school years. When I was working with youth, I would often talk about the way that we treat people. And generally, when you reach the junior high age and someone is making fun of your big ears, it's usually because they're uncomfortable with their big nose. And yet, we strive so hard to conform to the patterns of this world because, well, I've not yet met anyone that really likes to be made fun of. I've met some that have become accustomed to it. They've perhaps become so used to it that it doesn't appear to faze them, but I've not met any that deep down really like it. And so we conform. We do what's expected. And I'm not saying there isn't a time to do things that are expected of you because it's socially correct or it's correct within the specific setting that you're in. But I'm talking about the difference between conforming to the ways of the world as a way of life compared to conforming to the ways of God as a way of life. God says it's possible to reject the ways of the world and be transformed, to be changed, to be made into something new by renewing our mind. Sometimes we get easily focused on the actions that we do or the actions that others take. And we think, if I just change that action, and we work hard at changing the things we do that we don't like. We work hard at changing the things others do that we don't like. And many times we fail because we don't go back to the root, the thoughts. You see, it's those thoughts that in our mind, that when we take them captive and submit them to the will of God, we are able to live a transformed life because we think differently. And when we think differently, we act differently. And when we act differently, our character changes. You see, those thoughts that we allow to linger, those thoughts that continually consume us, eventually leak out into some form of action. And whether it's a deliberate, noticeable action, or whether it's more of a passive refusal, it still forms what we do or don't do. We renew our mind as we spend time in prayer, as we spend time in God's Word, as we grow in relationship with Jesus. When we obey the things that He's given us in His Word, when we put them into practice, most of those that are listening and watching today, or whenever it is you're watching, probably have heard the story of the wise and foolish builders as told by Jesus in Scripture. The wise man that builds his house on the rock and it stands against the storms of life, and the foolish man who builds his house on the sand and when the storms come it falls with a great crash. And throughout Scripture we find that it's that practice of not only hearing the Word of God but putting it into practice that makes us wise. It's not enough to know God's Word. The Bible says that the devil, the demons know they tremble. Satan quotes Scripture to Jesus in his attempt to tempt him and to get him to sin. But he doesn't use it accurately. He doesn't live it. There are many people in our world today that know what the Scripture says, and they use it for their advantage. They use it to manipulate. They use it in ways that are very ungodly. And so our transformation requires more than just a knowledge of what God's Word says. It requires a change of our thoughts. so that our actions follow the things that are contained in God's Word. You see, God calls us to live in a way that's counterculture, in a way that looks different, in a way that might stand out. Well, more than might. In a way that will be noticed. And unfortunately, that being noticed isn't always in a good way. When people don't understand, when they want conformity. And yet it's living with this transformed life, it's living with this renewed mind that helps us to live in a way in the midst of chaos that people realize that they need. That's why the Bible tells us to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, but to do so with gentleness and respect. And having that instruction from God kind of implies that when we live with a transformed life, when we live with a renewed mind, that there's something about us that people will ask about the hope that we have. Today, as I think about this renewed mind, I pray specifically for my friend Scott and his family. His wife Carmen was one of the first youth group students when I began years and years ago working with youth. And she's facing the end of life. Cancer has taken its toll, and they've lived a transformed life. They've lived with a renewed mind. And even before the cancer took hold, they lived in a way that represented Jesus. And as they've fought this battle that isn't ending in a way that most of us would have wanted, they continue to live with a renewed mind, representing the hope that we have in Christ. And as we pray today, I would encourage you to ask God to help you accurately understand how much you live conformed to this world, and how much you live transformed by a renewed mind. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible that you desire for us to be unique, to be different from the ways of the world, to live in a way that represents Jesus well, that honors Him because our mind has been renewed through the power of Christ. God, today I pray that you would help us to look deep within our life, that we would accurately examine our actions and our thoughts, and that we would know the growth that's needed. That we would see those areas that we've conformed to the ways of this world in. Those areas that are different from what you want to see in our life. And Father, as we notice those areas of conformation to this world, may we turn to you. and seek a renewed mind, a mind that is fixed on the things of above rather than the things of this earth. A mind that's fixed on eternity, that changes the way we, not only the way we think, but the way we act, the way we talk, the way we serve, the way we listen, the way we love, the way we do life. Father, I continue to pray that your peace and comfort would be poured out upon Carmen, upon Scott and their family. A family that has served you and continue to serve you as your representatives in the midst of good times, in the midst of struggles, in the midst of joy, in the midst of pain. May they're living with this transformed mind, even at this time, bring a message of hope to all who see, to all who hear. Father, that's my prayer for every one of us, regardless of what we're going through right now. That you would renew our mind, that our actions would be transformed, that the people around us would see a message of peace, a message of hope, a message of love. As they watch our actions, as they hear our words, as they see us live through the difficulties and the chaos of life. Father, may we daily and multiple times a day renew our mind through a refreshing time spent with you in your word and in prayer. And may not only we be a different person because our mind has been renewed, but may we be that light of the world that you've called us to be as we reflect the light of Jesus within us. And Father, as we reflect Jesus, may we be mindful and deliberate in lifting him up in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.